From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series based on Psalm 138. His text is the seventh verse of the psalm. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The theme for this message is personal revival in time of trouble. As David the psalmist confesses, God's people often walk in the midst of great difficulties in life. There is always the danger that they will lose hope under the burdens and trials. Yet, as this psalm teaches, David did not focus upon his troubles, but upon the Lord his God. This is the secret of overcoming adversities. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First of all, we'd invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Servants Honored. The text is Proverbs 27 and verse 18. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. He who tends the fig tree has figs for his pains, and he who waits on a good master has honor as his reward. Truly, the Lord Jesus is the very best of masters, and it is an honor to be allowed to do the least act for his sake. To serve some lords is to watch over a crab tree and eat the crabs as one's wages. But to serve my Lord Jesus is to keep a fig tree of the sweetest figs. His service is in itself delight. Continuance in it is promotion. Success in it is blessedness below. And the reward for it is glory above. Our greatest honors will be gathered in that season when the figs will be ripe, even in the next world. Angels who are now our servitors will bear us home when our day's work is done. Heaven, where Jesus is, will be our honorable mansion, eternal bliss our honorable portion, and the Lord Himself our honorable companion. Who can imagine the full meaning of this promise? He that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Lord, help me to wait upon my master. Let me leave all idea of honor to the hour when thou thyself shalt honor me. May the Holy Spirit make me a lowly, patient worker and waiter.
As long as I have breath, I will praise you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The danger when you're surrounded and swallowed by trouble is that you feel he's cast me off. Will he be favorable no more? You feel he'll never again let me see the light of his favor. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail? That's a hard one. I've often pointed this out. When your faith is saying one thing and you're so consumed by trouble that your heart is saying the opposite thing. Always say, his promise never fails. There hath not failed one word of his good promise. And yet there are times when the flesh rises up in rebellion against that faith because of trouble to say, his promise has failed forever. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? When you're swallowed up by trouble, the danger is you succumb to that kind of unbelief. You know, when trouble comes, no matter where it comes from or what the reason for it is, Satan always has an intention in that trouble. And the intention that the devil has is to destroy us. He will use, as the psalmist says here, the wrath of our enemies to ruin us if he can. He will use the troubles of our body, our sicknesses, our weaknesses. He will use the disturbance of our mind, whether it's because of pain and suffering, possibly consequent sleeplessness, therefore depression. These are the things that pile in upon us. And he'll use those things. He'll use the pressures that arise in the family. He will take the conflict that arises between a husband and a wife to destroy the both of them. I better not get off on that line this morning. Start preaching on another subject. But never think that you can live with tension and bitterness and anger and division in your home. It will destroy you, or it will certainly cause grievous harm to you. The devil will use that. He'll use tensions with your children. He'll use problems at your work. He'll use difficulties over finances. If he can drag you into great debt, he'll use that. And then he'll use the necessity of having to work every hour that God sends to try and liquidate the debt. He'll use that. If you have difficulties with believers in the church, if you have a wrong word with someone or someone does something to offend or hurt, he'll use that. He'll use anything and anybody if he can set out to destroy a child of God. Remember John Bunyan and his famous pilgrim, the man he called Christian in Pilgrim's Progress? Remember also his other great vision, the Holy War? In those works, Bunyan depicts the total warfare in which Satan engages to ruin a Christian. First of all, he tries to stop a man from becoming a Christian. He'll do everything he can to stop him becoming a Christian. And once he becomes a Christian, he'll try to waylay that man, confuse that man, and if possible, ruin that man in any way he can. That's the peril. But you know, the good news is that the devil cannot fully or finally destroy a Christian. That's what this text is all about. Remember what I said, that David's saying the Lord will not allow any adversary or any adversity to destroy his people. God will intervene with his own power to deliver them. And that's the precious promise of this text. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Now let's look at this very simply. David's trouble was real. And I'm glad the Lord has included this. Sometimes when you read these biographies of great saints, they seem like people carved out of stone. They never feel what we feel. Of course they do. But according to some perfectionist biographies, you would think they never feel what we feel. They never have the struggles. They never have the temptations. They never have the failures. They're not in the real world. Well, the Bible brings us to real flesh and blood heroes of the faith. David was a man. A real man with all the thoughts and feelings of a real man. And he knew the troubles and trials and sufferings of a real man. But he also knew how to deal with them. David didn't keep his focus on his trouble. Now let me make this clear to you. And when I say that, don't misunderstand me, that I'm standing on some Mount Sinai or some other high peak looking down in the pygmies down below, that I know how to do this and you don't. We all are going to have to battle this by faith every single day we live. It's one thing to have trouble. You're always going to have trouble in this world. You're going to have that. You better settle it. Right now, that's not morbid, that's not depressive, that's just real. The first step in overcoming any difficulty or any challenge is to admit its existence. And so this is real. But though you will be surrounded by trouble, you must not keep your focus on the trouble. Let me step aside from the text for a little minute to explain what I mean there and show you just how important this is. How often have you heard? Sometimes it'll be put philosophically, sometimes it'll just be the gut-wrenching outpouring of somebody who is going through a peculiarly difficult time. How can God allow all this suffering in the world? How can God love me and let me suffer this? Why am I going through this? And there's a drunken, blaspheming, atheistic rascal, and he's living the good life, and he's not having any of this trouble. Why would God let murderers and rapists and all the rest of it run loose and do what they're doing? You've heard all those things. No doubt at times you've even asked those questions yourself. Now those are tough questions. And the simple answers don't work. Among evangelicals and Bible believers, the simple answer is given, well, all the good we attribute to God and all the evil we attribute to the devil. Now, I'm the last in the world to deny that the devil is in business to do all the evil he can. But there's only one God. This dualistic view of the universe is a heresy. As if God and Satan were interlocked in a mighty struggle and we're all on the sidelines wondering who's going to win. The God of the Bible is the absolute, total sovereign over heaven, earth, and hell. And even Satan can do nothing outside of the sovereign purpose of God. So there's no easy answer to the question. But I want you to notice something. The question, or should I say the questioner, starts from the wrong end. Every time you focus on the question, on the problem, on the trouble, and from that you try to argue up to God, you're going to end up denying the God of the Bible, questioning the God of the Bible, and you'll end up, if you go the whole way, creating a God of your own imagination, a God in your own image. And that's idolatry. The biblical answer is, we start with God. I know from what God hath revealed about himself what God is. I know from the gift that God has made in the person of his own dear Son. I know by the mighty transaction that God did at Calvary. I know by the sacrifice of God's Son to save our souls from hell. I know from God's Word what God is. I know that God has not forgotten to be gracious. I know that no matter how I can or cannot explain the conundrums of life, God is holy, God is just, God is good, God is love. That I know. So let me start from there, and in the light of that, explain the difficulties and the sufferings and the troubles, if I can. And if I can't, let me say, I cannot explain, but I can trust the God who is what he says he is and will do what he says he will do. David did that. He did not focus upon the trouble. He had to walk through it, but he did not focus upon the trouble. He did not allow the fear of danger to overcome him and to paralyze him. He turned his eyes upon the Lord. As he said in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence doth come mine aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. I love the words of Psalm 61, verse 2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. David was not denying that he was overwhelmed. He was not saying, Lord, I have an easy answer to the problems I'm facing. I can argue and philosophize my way through them. He's saying, Lord, I am overwhelmed, but in that day I will get my eyes upon the Lord, and from the very ends of the earth I will cry unto thee. And then he prayed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When your heart is overwhelmed, that's the prayer. When life doesn't make sense to you, remember it makes sense to the Lord. When you seem to be in danger of being overthrown completely, cry, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than ever. Than I am. Verse 4, he says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. That's the confidence that led David to say, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. As Micah said, chapter 7 and verse 8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I will arise.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website, at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.